On to Basel, Switzerland. Crossing the English Channel by ship is often an uncomfortable experience, and so it was on Wednesday, September 2nd. However, even though many were seasick, Ellen White reported that she was not sick at all. But we were glad, after 1.5 hours ride, to step off the boat at Calais. There they were met by Mr. Brown, a literature evangelist in the city. To secure a sleeping compartment on the train to Basel would have cost $11 apiece, so they chose to spend an uncomfortable night and save the dollars. She reported on the experience. A bed was made for me between the seats on the top of the satchels and telescope boxes. I rested some, but slept little. The rest took their chances on the seats. We were not sorry to have the night pass. Morning came as they entered Basel. They were met at the train station by B.L. Whitney, president of the Swiss Mission, accompanied by R.F. Andrews and Albert Voimier. Taking a hack, they drove to the publishing house on the corner of Weierweg and Rudolfstrasse. There they were greeted by A.C. Bordeaux and were introduced to quite a number who had awaited their arrival. As they entered the building, Whitney said to her, "Look at our meeting hall before going upstairs." Observing all the features of a large room, she said, "It is a good meeting hall. I feel that I have seen this place before." She stepped into the office across the hall for a brief look and then was taken to the press room, just below the ground floor. The press was running, and she said, "I have seen this press before. This room looks very familiar to me." Two young men were at work, and they were introduced to Ellen. She shook hands with them and inquired, "Where is the other one?"
"What other one?"
Whitney asked. "There is an older man here," she replied, "and I have a message for him." Whitney explained that the foreman of the pressroom was in the city on business. 10 years before, in Battle Creek, on January 3, 1875, Ellen White was given a vision in which this publishing house and the foreman of the pressroom were shown to her. Needless to say, this experience brought courage to the heart of Whitney and his associates involved in the work in Basel.